Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Talking a little Hunter Renfrow with Jake Eisenberg last break. If you guys missed it, breaking news. The Royals have DFA'd Hunter Renfrow.
Yeah, it just happened.
And have called up Nick Lofton.
Yeah.
Instead, so. Nick Lofton has done a really, really good job of getting on base. We talked about this as it related to some of the other AAA guys. It worked with Drew Waters. There's a lot of optimism in my mind that maybe Nick Lofton can just be a slight upgrade in that spot. Even if it's not, he's the long-term answer goal. I like the idea of seeing what Nick Lofton has to offer.
For sure. Look, go back. I feel weird. We keep talking about timelines and stuff. You know, we talked about Jack Caglione getting called up to AAA close to Memorial Day. We said, hey, keep an eye on around Memorial Day for Hunter Renfrow. That's typically when they've made decisions like this. It's when, I think it was May 29th last year. Was it last year or 2 years ago? I get confused now. Hunter Dozier, 2 years ago, right? 2 years ago, they made a decision on Hunter Dozier around Memorial Day. Here we are around Memorial Day, and enough is enough. The performance hasn't been there. There's other options. Hunter Renfrow doesn't have any. He's a vet. This needed to happen. Some people thought it should have happened a month ago, obviously, right? They were very patient.
This is a lot of money they've eaten in the last couple of weeks.
Between Stratton and Renfrow, I think.
About $9 million.
$8 to $9 million. Yeah, $8 to $9 million.
And look, that's an ask. Like when you go to the owner and you say, hey, I know that money I asked you to spend a couple of years ago on some players, I'd like you to just pay $9 million, but they don't play for us anymore. Is that cool? And I understand that part of that just comes with the job, right, Gold? Every contract's not going to work out. It's not like they paid those guys Anthony Rendon money, and they had $300 million laying around for a guy that didn't play. They did it for this. Nick Lofton, this year in AAA, here are his stats, Gold. 40 games. He is hitting .295 with a .451 on-base percentage. And a .919 OPS. .919 OPS is the highest at any point in his career at any level of the minors other than the, I don't know, six games he played in rookie league on a rehab assignment out of, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's the highest of any stage of his career. He's having a career year in AAA. 26 years old. And more importantly than any of this, and we talk about this with Jonathan India, the thing that he is doing and has always done well but is doing at an extraordinarily high rate right now, walking. He's always walked. He's got an on-base percentage of .371 in his minor league career, but he's getting on base at a .451 clip. So his plate discipline interests me in the sense that this is probably, even if mild, a slight upgrade.
Yeah, that's the thing. Look, obviously long-term, or at least now with the big league club, Nick Lofton is going to be the guy that they hope can give him a little bit of a boost. I still think, though, this is more about Hunter Renfrow getting DFA'd and what the offseason decisions were or weren't around the outfield position than it is that they think Hunter Renfrow and Nick Lofton in particular. Nick Lofton's like the guy that's going to help the offense, right? Like I understand people say, whether it's Lofton, whether it's John Rave, call him up. It is still more about Hunter Renfrow is more the story getting DFA to me than it is that what Nick Lofton's going to bring to the table for this team. I hope he brings a lot to the table. I guess
you're saying about like making a point. We've cleared the way for Jack Caglione. Right field is now, unless Nick Lofton absolutely wrecks.
Like, and it's not a shot.
They cleared the decks.
It's not a shot at Nick Lofton. He deserves an opportunity again.
Because of Wager Waters.
I hope so as well. And yes, like there is a certain truth to like, hey, anything can be better than what you were getting. Totally understand that logic. I'm just saying that, you know, today the headline is Hunter Renfroe DFA'd, and that's the bigger story than it's like, oh my gosh, Nick Lofton got called up. You know what I mean? Like, personally, I actually would have rather seen John Rave if you're giving my complete truthful answer on that. John Rave would have been more exciting to me than Nick Lofton. I just,
because it's
Lofton,
a player you haven't seen yet. Sure. We've watched Nick Lofton play quite a bit.
Yeah. But it needed to happen. I know there's a lot of Royals fans. Not that you
it's
ever
earlier
want
than I thought it was
going
to be.
Is it for you?
A couple of weeks
Memorial,
earlier.
Okay. Memorial
couple
Day
weeks
is Monday.
Earlier, I know. A couple weeks earlier than I thought that they'd go with Hunter Renfroe, partly for the reasons that Jake was pointing out, right? He's been hitting a little bit better. He hit slow at the beginning of last year. Maybe they just talked themselves into it. They just made the move with Stratton. I thought that would take him a little bit more time to eat the money. And in the long run, I think their long-term answer there is Jack Caglione anyway. So maybe Renfroe just buys them a little bit of time there. I think this comes down to the thing that I had said before the trade deadline, which I actually think is really important. You might be telling yourself, the trade deadline, that's 2 months away. What the hell are you talking about? And what J.J. Piccolo had told us on Tuesday, hey, there's not a lot of time for, like, there isn't a ton of time for teams to talk right now about their players. They don't do that right now. They'll wait. It'll be a month from now. I think it's really important for the Royals to know what they have to trade for, to know what they have in house. Can Nick Lofton be the just random extra outfielder you were going to trade whatever double-A prospect for the rest of the way? Because I still think the biggest bad addition is Jack Caglione. That timeline's been moved up, in my opinion. Across the board's been moved up already because Memorial Day was the earliest possible thing we could conceive. We're pretty much there, which means Omaha's timeline's moved up too. So if Nick Lofton can be a contributor gold, my pressure on the can we add one more bat off the bench who does whatever, maybe that can be Lofton. Maybe not, but like I'd at least like to know.
I'll say this though. They on opening day had MJ Melendez starting in left field.
Yeah.
And
Hunter Renfroe on right.
And right. And on May 23rd, one is in AAA struggling. The other is DFA'd and is going to no longer be with the organization. That's something like
a mess up.
That's a real conversation. Doesn't mean that other moves haven't worked out. Obviously they have. But in the offseason, they traded for Jonathan India. And I still like the trade. I really do.
Yeah, but I don't have any problem with it.
We all know. They took a dice roll with running it back. I'm not saying they never tried to acquire an outfielder. We all know the reports that leaked out that they were close on Santander and all.
Nothing was paying attention to his season. It is not. It's not going good.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, it's not that they didn't recognize a problem in the outfield. They did not go and fix the outfield in the offseason. They didn't.
No.
Okay. And
I think they felt
decided,
like they could only fix one.
Right, and they thought there was still something there for MJ. He obviously struggled, to say the least. Hunter Renfroe, I don't know if it's father time or what has happened to him, from not just offensively but defensively. I mean, Hunter Renfroe was barely in the lineup the last 3 weeks, Cody. Like, how many days a week was Hunter Renfroe in the lineup for the last 3 weeks? So at some point, you're even wondering, what is he doing here, kind of thing.
Yeah, he just kind of...
So your opening day left fielder and right fielder are no longer part of the big league club. One, maybe one day, gets called back up. The other one is done. That's pretty telling. And so now you're in a spot, like, we all know they need to go acquire an outfield bat. This makes it as obvious as ever been that unless you believe John Rave is also part of this, unless you believe that Drew Waters is also part of this, Jack Caglione cannot be the only guy that just saves your outfield and saves your lineup. So this is just a patch. That's all this is. Like, this
yeah, Nick
Lofton, Nick Lofton is just a patch for this team right now till Caglione / outfield acquisition outside the organization or something like that. It's more about those two guys that are not here than it is that Nick Lofton has just done so much that, oh my gosh, we should be excited for him.
No, it'd be different if it was Jack Caglione, we're having a different conversation.
Yeah.
They really are doing it, and we're making these conversations and everything else in between. Who are the, besides Santander, who is the other couple of guys who got Profar, who's been suspended for 80 games?
Yep.
And Santander were seriously the two biggest names being mentioned in the outfield for the Royals. Would you be happy if he'd given $120 million to a guy hitting .188 with a .266 on base percentage and only six home runs 43 games into the year? No.
No, so like, but here's the thing. We can't have it both ways on that. So
no,
here's what
I'm just saying.
No,
like, there weren't a lot of good options in the app.
For sure, but we can't have it both ways on that. We can't, when I say, not you, but I'm just saying in general, like when I say, hey, they didn't go and get an outfielder, you can't, we can't say on one hand, well, they tried to get Santander, and then now you can't say, well, did you want them to give him X amount of money? Well, yeah, they were willing to give him a bunch of money, just not the additional year. Let's not act like the Royals did. Yes, they may have caught a break for now on Santander, but we can't be like, well, see, they just knew they didn't want that guy. No. They wanted Santander. The Blue Jays overpaid at an additional year. I'm glad they didn't overpay and add an additional year.
Same.
I still would have been fine with them adding Santander in the offseason.
But given the two choices, this ended up maybe looking like the better of two bad choices. And I'm in no way defending the fact, and I guess it always comes back to the same thing.
Yeah.
This goes like the offensive line with the Chiefs. I don't expect anyone to bat 1,000 in their decision making.
For sure.
At any high level across the board. What I do expect is for you not to ignore what your problems are. The Royals did not ignore that outfield was a problem. They actively tried to fix it. They did not have any solutions that they felt that they could afford. They instead attacked the bullpen, which has been going gangbusters, by the way.
Yeah.
So that part's been going okay. And now their hope of like, well, I guess we're just going to hope Hunter Renfroe or MJ Melendez can hit has bombed. Yeah. They have ejected quick. It's May 23rd. We didn't actually get to Memorial Day, and they have ejected on the outfield plan. The backup plan of we're just going to hope one of these guys are good now, it failed. No doubt, JJ would tell you the same thing. It's bombed. But they did not like just try to ride it out for the rest of existence. And yeah, no, I'm not with you. I'm not like, I'm hoping that Nick Lofton turns into the Drew Waters success story of this year, which is a player I've seen enough that I'm going to have a hard time being like, can't wait to see Nick Lofton in the lineup tonight. Can't wait to see what he does for the Royals. But he is deserving to be a big league player on the roster, playing as many games as Hunter Renfroe was, way more than Hunter Renfroe did at this point. So I'm excited to at least see, can he be an upgrade?
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.